This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, you know what? Hop up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots going on. Lots happening up there, up on the website. And, you know, stories that we have posted. Questions, what's that thing called? Poll. Oh, the poll. Get the poll. And so much more. You can buy stuff. Yeah, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate. But you don't have to. They're just stupid. They don't know. You know, this is a group that doesn't want to use labels, but uses labels. Tells you that labels are bad, but uses labels anyway. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. All right. So, yeah, and listen, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'm giving away a flag tonight. The only thing you have to do is you have to allow me to use your email address for my email blast. I want a picture of you with the flag when you get it and you put it up. I want to see it, know that you got it, and you're not reselling it on eBay or something. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, hey, you know, President Trump, everybody went crazy this week and today and last week and the week before. Because why? Because the stock market's all over the place. But, you know, David Fisher has been telling us for years how the cycles work, right? How the resets work. And this market was going up and up and up and up and up and up. And it shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been rising like it should have. So a lot of this are resets that the way they're supposed to work. And then as far as Trump goes, we'll talk a little bit more about the tariffs later on. But why not? How long do we let this go? How long do we let them take advantage of us? How long do we let other countries charge us so much more money, so much less money for products? You know, I told you, there was a major, after, I think it was one of the earthquakes, there was a major reset in Oakland and San Francisco, having some of the bridges rebuilt and fixed, and they were bringing in steel from China. Now, I want you to think about this. It was cheaper to bring in steel from China than it was to make it here in this country, use it in this country to fix this country's bridges, which means union or not, take the union out of the equation for a minute, but it means that United States citizens were not even put to work to fix the bridges here in the United States. Look, I don't need a college degree to figure out that that's wrong. So we need to change that. I'm okay with him putting tariffs in place, making sure we've always had tariffs of some kind, but we never really enforced them the way we should. So small business confidence hits a record high in 2018 after the Trump tax reform win. I'm going to get that right. Say it the right way. You know, everybody screamed. Remember, I don't even know, what do you even call it? Armageddon was going to break out after this. You know, Nancy Pelosi said the world was going to stop spinning. It was going to come to an end. Things were bad. So small business confidence is surging in 2018. Optimism is rising among small business owners. You know, the country is run, 70% of the businesses in this country are considered small business. They're the businesses that feed the larger businesses. They support the larger businesses. This wasn't a Fox poll either. This was a CNBC poll. The CNBC Survey Monkey Q1 Small Business Confidence Index saw an increase of 5 points from 57 to 62%. This is a record high and the largest quarter-to-quarter move the index has seen since forever. This is the first survey since President Donald Trump signed the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act into law. In the Q4 survey, small business owners were split on the core question about the effect of tax policy would have on their businesses. Nobody really knows till they hit. I mean, we're told about all the things they do, and some of these make sense. Some of these don't make any sense at all, or they don't to us in the tax bills. But until you actually see how they play out, you don't know, do you? Right? Twice as many now expect, or business owners now expect, changes in the tax policy to have a positive rather than negative effect on their businesses. 46% of those surveyed say that tax policy changes will have a positive effect, up from 38% in the first quarter. Right? So the number of those that are saying the tax policy changes will have a negative impact, they fell. Why? Because they sat with, because instead of just speaking off the cuff, they sat with their tax person and said, okay, how's this going to affect me? And they finally got some real answers. That's part of this, too. People being fed misinformation. And the confidence rose among almost all demographics, not just one, but almost all. Now, with the largest increases coming from companies with 5 to 9 employees, I mean, hey, that makes sense, right? Again, go back to what companies. Just think about your community. Think about the companies in your community. Sub shops, restaurants, right? Electrical contractors, plumbing contractors. I'm not talking about the big ones that do the big, you know, big buildings. But just look around you. I don't know, locksmith shops, right? A couple of supermarkets, gas stations. These aren't companies with, you know, 300 employees in a community. The CNBC survey, the data underscored the other polling from advocacy groups, including the Conservative Lobbying Group, the National Federation of Independent Business. Its latest monthly optimistic report for January 2018 showed the second highest level of sentiment since Trump took office. Now, we'll talk more about this inside the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Look at, small business drives this country. This is a good thing. And this is real. This is a make-believe. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat.
We are back. Listen to Rough Ride on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I am Joe Mastin, your host. Always a pleasure to have you here. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening, including buying my book, buying a coffee mug, buying a water bottle, buying something. Let me make sure the credit card machine still works. You know what I'm saying? I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend commenting and being in the chat room and on the Facebook page very much. And, you know, some of this stuff, I know some of you don't care. You work for Walmart or you work for one of the bigger companies. It's not a big deal. But you just have to understand that even if you work for a Walmart, the reason small businesses are so important, it's not a national company that mows the lawn at Walmart. It's not a national company that comes up, maybe fixes a wall that's been backed into, or or, you know, puts guardrails in a way. It's a local mom and pop business in most cases. Right? Window gets broken, blown out, whatever. It's usually a local mom and pop. One of the garage doors that, you know, the truck's back in, somebody backs into one, you know who fixes it? Usually a mom and pop. So, you know, when you hear about the small business stuff, it's one of those things you really need to pay attention to. Because whether they have 6 or 9 or 12 or 20 or 25 or 30 employees, most of them are local. That's how they pay their mortgage. This is why I always say to you guys, please try to buy local. Because that's how you keep the money local. That's how the schools get to keep the money local. Now, the numbers that we're seeing, remember, the when I was talking earlier, I was talking about the confidence record for small businesses. They're feeling good that their business is going to grow. No matter what the market's doing right at this moment, they're feeling good that things are going to get stronger and better, and they're going to get busier, and they're going to get more business. So their confidence numbers are up, and the numbers are historically high. The president and CEO of NFIB told CNBC that this shows that small business owners are more than just optimistic. They're ready to grow their businesses. This isn't like, well, we got to hold on, guys. We got to hang on, guys. We might come through this. No, they're actually thinking now, I'm going to grow this business. And the National Small Business Association, a nonpartisan lobbying group, also released its year-end economic report. It found that more than half the small business owners feel the national economic or the national economy is doing so much better than it was even 6 months ago. Right? About 40% of the businesses said, we're doing about the same as we were doing in 2016. You know, when I was at the bank today, I was talking to some people there, and I was asking them, I always kind of gauge it on deposits, right? And I said, you know, more people coming in with deposits, more small businesses coming in with deposits. How's it? And they said, yes. Yeah, actually, they see more traffic. They see more business. And that's a good thing. And the jump in optimism, it's not just due to tax reform, but the economy's doing better. See, you know, I might be able to get more back in my taxes based on the money I'm making, but seriously, I can't grow my business on a tax return. I grow my business on increased revenue. I grow my business on increased need for the services that I'm offering. You know? If I'm a commercial or industrial-based gardening company, then the more businesses that open up, the more businesses that are building and that kind of thing, the more I'm going to be needed. Now, healthcare and hiring remain big challenges. Now, despite the optimistic lookout, right, small business owners are still looking in Washington to find out what's going on or to help them take care of, you know, healthcare reform. 30% of these businesses want Congress to finally fix health care. I mean, it's out of control. The cost is still out of control. Now, I've been told by the experts, the economists say that, look, if they would just allow the ability to sell insurance across state lines, this would be different. This would be better. And the insurance could go down. Now, I don't know if anybody's tested this theory or what they base it on. I haven't gone that deep with it. But it's what people want to offer them. We did. When Tim and I owned our business, we offered health care to the employees. We did a lot of things to try to make them feel like family, make it easier for them at home. And it wasn't all because we were such saints. Well, maybe because she was a saint. Me, not so much. It was because I knew that if those service guys were treated well and they were happy and they got home for dinner, they got to spend time with their kids, unless they really hated their family and hated their kids, that they would be better workers. They would get more done. They'd be more productive. That's so terrible, huh? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. I appreciate the time you guys are spending being involved in the conversation, sending me emails or text messages or tweets or responding to tweets, whatever. You know, California is an interesting state. We've talked about this before. And she's gone now. But it was great. You know, I remember when somebody, a group of women on the left, on the state of the steps of the Capitol, said if there were more women in elected positions, if there were more women in the legislature, you wouldn't be having these sexual harassment situations. Well, except if you're in California. That's right. A California female state lawmaker who is also coincidentally a supporter of the Me Too movement. She was all over the place with this. Well, she's been accused of sexually harassing her staff. And it's not one or two. I mean, this. Let's just say she was an active woman. How's that? She. Apparently, there were several of her staff and others that she used to love tapping them on the butt and such. I'll put it that way. And she refuses to step down because she's done nothing wrong, or at the time. She has since stepped down. But it was, I mean, this is what I keep saying about the Democrat legislature here. They come out of the chute, and they do have majority rule because, you know, they have two-thirds of the both houses. But they always lose it, and they always lose it exactly because of this. They can't control themselves. They're in charge. They make the rules. You see it all the time. I giggle at it because I know it's coming. You could almost write the script, right? When we come back, we're going to talk about the LGBTQ activists who brought a lawsuit against a small town that banned a gay pride parade. Now, they tried to do this in Starkville, Mississippi. But we'll discuss this a little bit more after the break. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
More cowbell. There we go. We just teed up the Alabamans and the Georgians. Good job. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Any way you want to be part of the show, whether you're watching, listening on Facebook, over the airwaves, I do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. And listen, unlike those other idiots, I don't mind if you pray for me, okay? Keep up the prayers. Get this frog out of my throat. It's irritating. Not painful, just irritating. Okay. I love talking lunacy. Now, head over to the website. Well, go to my website. It's lunacy. This is... go over to the website. You can buy coffee cups, water jugs. You can be part of the team. The politically incorrect posse known as my pips. But you'll see a little button that says Patreon. Head over there. I'm actually thinking about putting up all the... live CPAC shots. Remember, we have live video. I'm just lazy. I have to cut it. And I know Tammy's going to throw something at me, but if God would only make 32 hours in a day, I might be able to get it done.
You are not lazy.
I know. Oh, lazy? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. And see, I'll get nasties for this. But you got to think it through, people. Right? You know how I always talk about how it's a representative government? There are plays, there are things that I go to, things I don't watch, things I won't put on television because I don't want to see them. And Xander, who is openly gay, who's on the show most Fridays, he doesn't want to see this stuff either. He thinks it's wrong also. Matter of fact, quite a few of my friends who are of a different persuasion will say they don't understand this either. You know, when you see those gay pride parades... And it's, I don't get it, but I guess it's to show off that you're not afraid of who you are or something along those lines. But does that mean that you have to walk around with nothing but a boa wrapped around your neck? Does that mean that you have to have sexual appendages hanging from your body? And then we're called prudes and nasty and haters of whatever. I don't want to see my own stuff, let alone yours. You know? I get out of the shower, I shut the lights off. I don't want to see anything. But an LGBT group have filed lawsuits against the town of Starkville, Mississippi, after the town council turned down a request for a permit for a gay pride parade. Now, the Starkville council had its meeting, and it drew members of the community speaking against the parade as well as gay activists, some of whom reportedly traveled 2 hours to attend the meeting. In the end, the 7-member council voted 4-3 against granting a special permit, which would have entailed hosting and paying for accommodations for the first homosexual march on its streets. Now, see, here's where the majority of the people in town didn't want something. It's a representative government. If the city or the town or whatever it is, if it is mostly Christian, Christian-esque, conservative, whatever, then the principals, the town council should be more so conservative, Christian, whatever. We have a town in just outside of L.A., West L.A. You know, if you want to take the same attitude, there's mostly gay and lesbian. I think it's all gay or lesbian. Town council, the fire department touts that it's mostly gay. Same thing at the police department that they have. I mean, everything is geared towards the gay community. Now, we're not down there protesting. I'm not down there trying to have a 10 stages of the cross rally down there with some guy dressed up as Jesus. Because it's a representative government. They voted that city in. They voted that city the way it is. They vote in the representation they want. And my attitude's always the same. It'll be the same forever. I don't force you. Don't force me. You know, back to the same thing all the time. I say it on a regular basis. The left doesn't want to hear it. We are much more tolerant on the right than they are. If you don't want to worship my God, I don't go into your home or what have you and force you to do so. There's a big difference on how the left and or the right handle things. Big difference. They truly believe. They are much more accepting than we are, but they're ducking logic. I mean, think about this for a while, right? So if a conservative doesn't like guns, it's simple. We just don't go buy one. If a liberal doesn't like guns, he wants no one to have a gun. Can I outlaw them all for everybody because he knows better? Yes, I said he. If a conservative is a vegetarian, he doesn't eat meat. It's really that simple. Right? But if a liberal's a vegetarian, and we've done the stories here, they want meat products, they want them all banned for everybody. Right? Because they're smarter than you. If a conservative is down and out, he thinks about how to better his situation in most cases, right? Some of them don't. But a lot of them look to themselves to try to fix it. They don't even want to take help from the government because they feel bad about it. A liberal wonders who's going to take care of them. If a conservative doesn't like a talk show host, he switches the channel. There's a lot of guys I don't listen to. Liberals, they demand that they be taken off the air right now. Shut that station down. Because they know what's better for you. I always thought that was amazing, the accepting group. They know what's better for you. If a conservative is a non-believer, he doesn't go to church. Really that simple, right? Doesn't believe in God. Gives you have a right to pray. You do whatever you want to do, but I'm not interested. Right? A liberal? Nah. You can have nothing that mentions God, nothing that even hints to a Jesus. You can't say God bless you, even if it's natural for you to do so. You can't mention God and country. You can't associate God with creator of the universe. If a conservative decides he needs health care, he goes about shopping for it. He may choose a job that provides it. He may decide to go to a clinic. He really needs the help. Liberal demands that the rest of us pay for his or her health care. Isn't that nice? Do you see, when you talk about fascism, every one of these issues is truly fascism. If a conservative reads you know, reads or talks about some of these issues, if you want to sit down and talk about these things, two conservatives would sit down and talk about these issues, and they would kind of laugh about them. Not a liberal. In most cases, the liberal will tell you how offended he or she was, that what you're doing is racist, homophobic, nastophobic, whatever. And that would be the end of it. So there is a major difference between how we handle things, how we handle day-to-day issues, isn't it? Or aren't it? Ain't it? After the negative outcomes, Stark Pride contacted the American Civil Liberties Union, the Human Rights Campaign, and the Southern Poverty Law... Why would they contact a hate group to help them out? I don't understand. The Southern Poverty Law Center. Hate group. To bring a lawsuit against the city, attorney Robert Kaplan, a veteran of homosexual litigation, will represent the Starkville Pride in its lawsuit. It's disappointing that the Starkville Board of Aldermen would deny the LGBTQ people in Starkville the chance to celebrate Pride in their own city. You know, I'd like to know, because it's such a small town, I would like to know how many of those people actually come from that town. I'd be curious. It just happens too often where they bus people in for these kind of events. The ACL warned the board that its decision violates the Constitution. Oh, wait, that's their pat answer to everything. Violates the Constitution. Mississippi ACLU Executive Director Jennifer Riley Collins issued a statement calling the City Council's vote disturbing and demanding the board to reconsider. Okay, we'll reconsider. No. All right, there you go. All right, happy? Last Thursday, a member of the LGBT group united in a joint statement protesting the decision. In light of the recent events at Starkville, we, the UM Pride Collective, the board, Borg, have been in contact with the LGBTQ community of Starkville. I want to make it clear that Starkville's Pride... So... Oh, God. They want to make it clear that Starkville's Pride weekend long celebration will persist of the members of the Starkville Board of Aldermen who voted to deny the parade permit may have thought that they would dampen our spirits, but we're going to persist. We're going to go on. We may not be able to have a parade, but we're going to get together. And this, your biased, bigoted decision, has just made us stronger. The executive director of Queer People of Color made a statement, but you're going to have to come back to find out what it is. Joe with Senior Host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Everybody do the air guitar thing, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you're not watching, you don't know what I'm doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Remember, if you want an American flag, it's real simple. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Now, listen. If you would pull the, what's that stupid thing called? The app. We have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. As many of you know, Facebook is kind of, you know, pulling back on allowing us to easily get our message out. But we have our own app we can happen with. So hop on the website, pull the apps down. You can get them from the Apple Store, the Android, what do they call it? Android Play, whatever it's called, Google Play. I don't keep up on all that stuff. And that way there, you can actually send me an email directly from the app. 35th. The 35th email that I get is the one that will get. I'm not telling you to the end of the show who gets it. I may not even do it till tomorrow. I have to decide. I don't know. I'm conflicted. You know what I'm saying? It's one way to get you to come back. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 35th email that I get, you get one of those handmade flags. Not handmade. Okay, it's machine-made, but it's stitched. It's stitched here in this country. The fabric is dyed here in this country. It's sewn together. The stars are sewn on it. It's packaged. It's made here. It's made by American hands, and it's sent out to Americans. That's so terrible, isn't it? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855, got something to say, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the LGBTQ activists bringing lawsuits against a small town that banned the gay pride parade. If you didn't catch the past segment, I mean, it's what I was saying is, it's kind of like on the left, if you don't do what they want you to do, if you don't follow line exactly with the way they want you to do it, they're going to sue you, they're going to come after you. You can't live your own life, you have to live life the way they think you ought to live life. So they're threatening suit in this small town. Now, the executive director of Queer People of Color, Malik Pigeon, he denounced the ruling, accusing the council of bigotry. Of course. In all honesty, the decision by the Stark Alderman, an overt declaration of intolerance and ignorance, he said. The decision shows that not only are they living in the past, why? Again, it's a representative government. If the majority of the people, or if the people as a whole, or if the community as a whole, doesn't want a gay pride parade, why should they have one? I don't want, you know, it's really funny. When you think about parades, when you think about how people are, and you think about parades, you think about how things go. I don't want, and again, any one of you want to call in, we could talk about this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do not want to see you with sexual appendages on your hanging off your body or enhancements or whatever it is you do to make yourself look a little different. I don't need to see you in a only boa. I mean, come on, look at New York's gay pride parade. You want to see what some of these look like? It's one thing not to be ashamed of the person you are, or the person you declare to be. But it's another thing to shove it in our faces in a very non... What is natural about walking down the street naked or having stuff stuck to your body that makes your things look bigger, trying to keep it clean? What is natural about that? What's prideful about that? So you can strap on a fake male appendage? What's so prideful? I can strap one on too. That's not prideful. That's idiotic. That I have the guts to walk down the street? I don't even know if the guts. The low IQ to walk down the street with a bow around my neck and that's it? What is prideful about that? Look at me. If I have hair on my chest and some muscle tone and some natural body parts that I'm supposed to have anyhow? Where's the pride in that? So seriously. I mean, I know some of you go, well, you know, you're such a prude, you don't get it. You know, you should not be ashamed of being naked. I'll tell you what. I've seen some of you. I've seen me. Yes, you should be ashamed of being naked. All right? You know, when you're 60 pounds overweight, you got stuff on your body that, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to see that. Your honey doesn't even want to see that, okay? They just haven't told you yet. You want to have a parade, you know, touting some of the wonderful things that you've done in the community? That's different. You want to bring attention? Yeah, I know some of you get mad at me for this, but you want to bring attention to the accomplishments in your community of some of the in the LGBT community? Okay, fine. But if you're telling me a gay pride parade is nothing more than running around with glitter on, fake eyelashes, fake appendages, in this case with this picture, you know, rainbow-colored wings, doesn't make any sense. I mean, you probably have a fit if they had a traditional family show float in the Rose Parade, right? Wouldn't you? Some of you would go out of your minds. Oh, you're normalizing a man and a woman being married. Okay. I mean, seriously. A lesbian couple from Mississippi State University, Bailey McDaniel and Emily Turner, they filed a federal lawsuit on Monday against the city of Starkville on the grounds that it denied free speech to Starkville Pride. The city banned plaintiffs from speaking in public forum solely because it disagreed with the viewpoint and the content of their speech. That hostility to their message was inextricably intertwined with hostility to the LGBT identity and community, blah, blah, blah. The lawsuit also states that Starkville Pride permit request was treated differently from other events as Starkville had approved 55 straight special event applications in recent years. Now, to the point of not speaking, does everybody have a right to speak? Yes. But you don't have a right to say the same thing over and over and over again, because you actually start to defeat your purpose. I know as a school board member, sometimes we have 30, 40, 50 people show up because they're in support of something. And it's really funny because they get up and they start saying the same stuff over and over and over again. And a lot of times you'll say to them, look, we get the message. You don't want the school closed. You want different uniforms for so-and-so. You want money for this trip or that trip. We got it. So if the rest of you are going to come up and just tell us, please give us money, you're wasting everybody's time only because we got the message. So if you still feel like you have to come up, then come up. Otherwise, we'd like to stop the conversation. And you know what happens 9.5 out of 10 times? The conversation stops because they realize that we've heard them. And it's true. It's okay to come with large groups of people. But a lot of times a simple note that says I'm in support of this or I'm not in support of this, I'm against this issue, and you have a few people come up and speak, we get it. Most elected officials will get it. But I go back to my original statement, which is this. You keep getting pushback as you keep forcing. And forcing isn't always the best way to win. You know, I'm looking at some, you know, gay pride. Some of these gay pride parades, when you see the way some of these people, is it gay pride slash Christian bashing? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. When these guys are dressed up as Jesus Christ looking like a clown, that ain't right. So you get to insult me, but if I say anything about you at all, in the least, I'm a hater. I'm a phobe. But you're not a Christophobe? You're not a Christophobe? See, that's why I keep saying, guys, it's not equality they want. Because if it was equality you want, they would give us the same respect that they want. But they don't. And I won't paint with a broad brush. People get mad when I do that. There's a lot of gay and lesbian people out there that I encounter or come in contact with that are very respectful of what I believe. And you know, they don't go off on what I believe. But seriously, when you think about this, and you think about what they're asking to do, and it's not reciprocal, I'm not interested. I'm not going to be on your side. I'm not going to help you. I'm not going to work with you. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next, look, again, this is like smorgasbord night. We got all kinds of stuff. You really want to get into this, right? You want to talk about Swedish care? You know, we're always told to look at other countries and how they handle it. They're just so caring and loving and everything else because they want to help everybody, right? But they can't always help everybody. No, seriously, they can't. And, you know, recent polls show, ready for this one? Recent polls show that nearly 60% of Americans are good with we need to put tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum. Americans want us to do it. Also, when we come back, we have seen jobless claims rates hit the lowest level since 1969. Isn't that wonderful? I'm Joe with Senior Host. We'll be back in just a tad.